Talk about again the first cuss of the four kosos. So let me just review what we said until this point. We said that the first of the four cups of wine has a double function. On the one hand, it's a kos of kiddush, which would apply any yontif and any Shabbos. The yontif of Pesach is not different than any yontif, and therefore it requires kiddush. However, it has a second purpose, and that is it's the first of the Dalet Kosos. So we were asking, my nafkimina, is there any difference between this kos as a kos of kiddush and this kos as a kos of Dalet Kosos? And the answer is yes, there's a big nafkimina. Why? Because as far as kiddush is concerned, if one accepts upon himself before nightfall, yontif, correct, he davens Ma'ariv, he accepts upon himself Yontif, then he can recite Kiddush. He doesn't have to wait till nightfall. That's called Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. However, insofar as the Kos Shel Kiddush is an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that mitzvah can only be fulfilled after nightfall. How do I know this? Well, first of all, it's codified in the Shulchan Aruch, but how did the Shulchan Aruch know it? Because we have a Hekesh that equates the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with the mitzvah of Karman Pesach. With regard to the mitzvah on this night of Pesach, to eat the Karman, the Torah says, V'ochlu es habasar balayla zeh, which means that we have to eat the Karman Pesach at night. The Torah goes out of its way to point out that the requirement of Korban Pesach is Laila, and it has to be Laila, which means that even though I accepted upon myself Yontif on the night of Pesach, if it's still Miba'od Yom, the sun hasn't yet set, then it's not Laila. And although it might be Yontif for me, it might even be Pesach for me, but it's not Laila. And the Torah says in Korban Pesach, I need Laila. That's the kickoff for the time of eating the Korban Pesach. When is the latest time for the Korban Pesach? That's a gigantic argument amongst the Tanoim, whether I have to eat the Pesach before Chatzos Laila, before midnight, or I can eat it throughout the entire night. But as far as the kickoff, the beginning, the earliest time for Korban Pesach, the earliest time is Laila. So now, here's the deal. I recite Kiddush at 7 p.m. on the night of Pesach, after having Davin Ma'ariv. And Laila is at 7:01. Was I Yotze my mitzvah? It's before Laila. What would you say? Well, when I ask you such a question, I need a complex answer. Yes and no. Yes, I have fulfilled a mitzvah, but which mitzvah did I fulfill? David, which mitzvah did I fulfill? If it's 7 o'clock, David, right, the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush I fulfill, but I did not fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, because for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos I need Laila. Now, what happens if it takes me a full minute until I finish Kiddush? Now it's 7:01. Now it's Laila. I drink the kos, and it's already Laila. Did I fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? I mean, obviously, the first of the four. Well, on the one hand, I recited Kiddush before Laila. On the other hand, I drank the kos after Laila. What determines the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Is it the Kiddush, or is it the Shia, the drinking of the kos? All in favor of the Shasiyah, raise your hand. Again, I can't see Jeremy because his camera is off. Okay? So we have at least one vote in favor of Shasiyah. There's another vote in favor of Kiddush. That if I fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, that's only the mitzvah of Kiddush. But I need Kiddush at nightfall. What do you mean you need Kiddush at nightfall? Why do I need Kiddush after nightfall? After all, Kiddush is after I accept it upon myself. the Chag. I accepted Tosefes Yontif. I don't have to wait till nightfall. But the answer is that the mitzvah of Kiddush on the night of Pesach is a different mitzvah. This should be added to the Manishtana. Manishtana Kiddush Belaila Zeh Mi Kiddush B'Shar Yomim Tovim B'Shar Shabbatot. Shebalaila Zeh Kiddush has to be Balaila. It has to be after nightfall. Why? Because the Kiddush itself is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can only be after nightfall. And therefore, Kiddush, insofar as it's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, requires nightfall. Now you'll ask me, why is Kiddush part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? I mean, Kiddush is just the recitation, and then I drink the wine. What makes the Kiddush part of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is that in the Kiddush itself, we recite Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Whoa, that's interesting. We always say Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim in every Kiddush, but on this night, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush plays a very unique role. And it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, it requires Lila. How do I know such a thing? How do I know that the Kiddush itself is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's not just the drinking of the kos, but the recitation of Kiddush is integrated into the very fabric of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I know such a thing? First of all, I want to tell you, I don't know if we have any Yemenites here in the audience, any Teimanim, but the Teimanim have a very, very long Kiddush for the night of Pesach. And in that Kiddush, they integrate the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That itself indicates that Kiddush on this night is different than Kiddush the whole year round. But I have a better proof. Now, about 5.5 centuries ago, maybe 6 centuries ago, there was a great scholar by the name of the Avudraham, a Sephardic scholar. He wrote a commentary on the tefillah, on the prayer, and included in his commentary, he has certain comments about the night of the Seder. I have a copy here of the Avudraham, which I want to show you, only because I'm very proud of it. This copy, I don't know if you could see it, was published in Amsterdam, in Holland, about 3.5 centuries ago. Yeah, it cost me a lot of money, but I outbid the highest bidder at an auction. Because I wanted to have an old copy of the Avudraham. The Avudraham has an interesting question about the night of the Seder. He says the following. Why is it that we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of drinking Dalet Kosos? Asher kitshonu mitzvosa vitzivonu lishtos arba kosos. Good question, no? And if you'll tell me, he says that the mitzvah dalet kosos is only derabbanon, and we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanon, that's not true. Because on the night of the Seder, we make a bracha of asher kitshonu mitzvosa vitzivonu al achilas marar. And the mitzvah of marar, in our time, is only derabbanan, because the Torah says al matzos umerorim yochlu. We don't have the Korban Pesach to eat the marah with the Korban Pesach. Hence, the mitzvah of marah today is only a zecher to the original mitzvah of marah. So you see clearly that a bracha can be recited even on a mitzvah derabbanan. We can give some other examples. Where else do we make Asher Kidshonu Mitzvosu Tivonu on a mitzvah derabbanon? A mitzvah that we had recently, reading the, don't know the answer at once, reading the Megillah. Or, for example, on Chanukah, lighting the Nair of Chanukah. So you see that you do make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanon. So now we go back to Avudraham's question. Why is it that we don't have a special bracha on the mitzvah of drinking Dalet Kosos? K'moshe mevarchim b'marar, afal pishu b'divreim b'zman hazeh. Says the Avudraham, he actually gives two answers, but we'll study his first answer. And he says, "Afal yeshlomar, heich yivarech." What should the bracha be? Lishtos arba kosos? Are we going to make a bracha? Blessed are you, God, that you have commanded me to drink four cups of wine. He says, "Vareyesh koshel kiddush, shehu mitzuva bo viomet." You can't say Asher kitshonu mitzvosu v'tzivonu lishtos arba kosos, because he's obligated to drink the first of the four kosos, irrelevant of the night of Pesach, irrelevant of the special unique mitzvah of Dalet kosos. He's got to drink that first of the four kosos because of what mitzvah? Kiddush. Because the mitzvah kiddush. So it would be a falsification of the truth if he would declare that I'm obligated to drink four kosos on this night. Well, it's true that I have to drink four kosos, but at least in the case of the first of the four kosos, I have to drink that kos irrelevant to, independent of the mitzvah of Dalet kosos. Even if there were no mitzvah of Dalet kosos, I'd still be obligated to drink that kos. And why? Because the mitzvah of Kiddush, because Pesach is endowed with Kiddushas Hayom, the sanctity of any yontif. Says the Avudraham, V'im tomar yivarech lishtos shalosh kosos, let him make a bracha on the balance, the other three kosos. He says, that's also a lie, because halo v'chuyiv hu bi'arba kosos. Hilkoch lo efshar. Unbelievable. The Avudraham claims that it would be impossible to formulate a bracha on the mitzvah of Dalet kosos. Miman efshar. If you're going to make a bracha that I was commanded to drink four kosos, well, that's not exactly true, because the first of the four kosos I have to drink because of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Ella, what? Let me make a bracha. Lishtos. Shalosh kosos. He says that's also not accurate, because I have to drink four kosos and not three kosos. So that's the Avudraham's fantastical, revolutionary new idea as to why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of drinking four kosos. But wait a second, I don't get it. The Avudraham claims that the first of the four kosos I'm obligated in, independent or regardless of the mitzvah Dalet kosos, because of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Well, that's not exactly true. That's not exactly true. Although I have to recite Kiddush, but I don't have to drink the kos.
Drink a whole cup, yeah.
I don't have to drink even any of the cup. The truth is that I can give it to someone else to drink. And not only that, we paskin shtios mitztarfos. Every person at the table could get a little bit of the wine, and we'll put it all together. And but there's no mitzvah shtia. I'm not obligated to drink the kos. In fact, if you look carefully at the Gemara says, Hamakadish tzoch yitom, he should taste from the kos. In Kiddush, we don't have a mitzvah of shtia. In Dalet kosos, which is called derech cherus, if we want to demonstrate our freedom, we have to drink the kos. It's not enough to just recite a bracha over the kos, we have to drink the kos. But as far as Kiddush is concerned, I don't have to drink the kos. So what does the Avudraham mean that he is mitzuva bo vi omed, that he's obligated to drink the first of the four kosos because of the mitzvah of Kiddush? The mitzvah of Kiddush doesn't obligate him to drink the kos. Maybe you need te'ima from the kos, perhaps, but te'ima is not the same as shtia. Very, very strange comment of the Avudraham. Yeah, please. I think that's Jerry, although I can't see your beautiful face, but I see.
It is Jerry. The mitzvah of the four kosos would be encompassed under the umbrella of mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Correct. So why can't I make a bracha lishtos arba kosos? So he says, no, I'm obligated in the first kos mitzad the mitzvah of kiddush. That's not really true.
I understood that.
Yeah. So I don't know what he means when he says that I'm obligated to drink three kosos, and the fourth, which is in this case the first of the four kosos, I'm obligated because of the mitzvah of kiddush. But the mitzvah of kiddush is just to recite the kiddush. Again, Chazal say I have to recite it over a kos, but the mitzvah is not to drink the kos. Very difficult piece in the Avudraham. I don't know. I'm tempted to think that the Avudraham holds. Excuse me. The Avudraham holds that there's no mitzvah to drink Dalet Kosos. That the mitzvah is to recite four recitations, each one is a bracha over a kos. But you don't have to drink the kos. That's pretty wild. I found a little bit of a basis for this svara in Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Now, Rabosa, just because it's on my brain here, you have to tell me what kind of shiur you want to hear on the Haggadah. If we're going to meet again, either we could go through the Haggadah and highlight certain pieces in the Haggadah and try to interpret them, or we could talk about the entire Leil HaSeder with its halachic and hashkafic implications. So this Shia tonight is going to be about some of the halachic implications and requirements of the night of the Seder, and you'll give me feedback, azariaberzon@gmail.com, and you'll let me know if you would prefer more of I wouldn't call it a light shiur, but a shiur that's less lundish, that's less halachic, and more connected to the Haggadah. I can't take a survey here because we're not all together in the same room. You know, if we were all together in the same room, it would be a little easier for me. So, if you don't mind, telling me what kind of shiur you would prefer. I saw, Jerry, you wrote to me something, but I didn't get a chance to read it yet. Okay, let's just get back to the halach. Is it possible that the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is not a mitzvah of drinking the kosos, but rather it's a mitzvah of reciting four brachos over the kos, each of the four kosos? Let's ask ourselves, what brachos do we recite on the four cups? Who can help me out here? The first cup is the bracha of what? Kiddush. The second bracha is the bracha of what? Gal Yisrael, right at the end of Magid. The third bracha is the kos of what? Birkas Hamazon. The fourth kos is the bracha of Hallel. So we have four brachos, and we're required to recite each one of those four over a kos. And shtia is not a requirement? Let's think about this. The Mishnah at the beginning of Pesachim, of Arvei Pesachim, the last parak in Pesachim, says the following, that there's a concept called Tamchui. Tamchui, the best translation into English I could give you, is a soup kitchen. What do I mean by soup kitchen? You know, in the midst of tzedakah, of giving out charity, which is a communal responsibility, there are various levels of tzedakah. And the most basic level of tzedakah is called Tamchui. Tamchui is literally to supply food for people who cannot afford to buy food. And the Mishnah says at the beginning of the last parak of Pesachim that a poor person must be supplied with the four cups of wine. And the reason for that is because, and that money will be taken from the Tamchui. Now, we don't usually take money from the Tamchui in order to give a person the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. The money of Tamchui is earmarked for basic staples. My wife and I were very active in an organization, if you ever heard of it, called Yad Eliezer. And the greatness of Yad Eliezer is that once a month, they would prepare a basket of basics, of staples, and we'd give it out to poor people. It was very cool. We would put it in front of a person's door, then ring the bell and skedoodle, so nobody would be embarrassed. Anyway, that's called Yad Eliezer. There are many different charity organizations. That was the one that we try to help raise funds for. So that's Tamchui, that's giving the basics. But the Mishnah says at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that we have to supply the ani with dalid kosos, four cups of wine. And probably the reason for that is that Dalid Kosos is a very, very important mitzvah. It is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at its apex, at its highest point. It's Chayav Adam Liros Esatzmo. A person has to demonstrate that he went out of Mitzrayim by drinking Dalid Kosos. Okay, fine. Satosis, at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, asks the following. The Mishnah says that we have to supply the ani, and there the Mishnah used the word lo, lamed vav, in the singular, with dalid kosos. Satosis asks the following question. And what about the rest of the members of the household? Why are we only earmarking funds for one set of dalid kosos, for the, let's call it the balabayit, you know, the, what do we call it, the,
master of the house.
The master of the house, excellent, thank you so much. The master of the house. Satosis says that he thinks that if the master of the house has dalid kosos, then he'll be able to recite the four brachos, and every other member of the household will fulfill his obligation by listening to his brachos. And that reminds us of Kiddush on Friday night, or any Yontif night. Not everybody has to drink from the kos, and not everybody has to have a kos in front of him. We have a minute, you know, we pour a little grape juice, whatever we do, that's a heder mitzvah, get everyone on board, but according to the strict law, the Balabayis will recite Kiddush on behalf of everyone else. And Tosa says that that applies on the night of Pesach for the four kosos. We don't have to supply the family with dalid kosos for every member of the household. All we have to do is supply the ayin for one member of the household. That's the Balabayis. It means that Tosa holds that the mitzvah of dalid kosos is not the drinking of the wine, but rather the recitation of the bracha over the wine. And when we have a halach of recitation of a bracha, then we apply the principle that's called Shomea Ka'ona, and anyone who hears the bracha from the Balabayis, he's yotze as if he recited that bracha. So therefore Tosus postulates that you don't need to drink for the dalid kosos. Tosus then quotes another opinion, and according to the second opinion in Tosus, there's no doubt that everyone has to drink dalid kosos. And when it says the word lo in the Mishnah, don't take it literally. It really means lahem. You know, you have to supply dalid kosos for all the family members. But according to the first opinion in Tosfos, it's enough that there are dalid kosos on the table to recite four brachos respectively, and everyone at the table will be yotze with shomea ka'ona when he hears those four brachos. Ah. If that be the case, then maybe we begin to understand the Avudraham. The Avudraham says you can't make a bracha on four kosos, because if you made a bracha asher kitshonu mitzvosav on four kosos, well, the first of the four kosos, you're mitzuvah bo v'yomed. In other words, the second bracha is the bracha of Gal Yisrael. That's unique to the night of Pesach. And the fourth bracha is the bracha of Hallel. And that's unique to the night of Pesach. As far as the third bracha is concerned, I'm not sure. I would say that since he ate a meal, he's chayav in the third bracha of Birkas HaMazon. So I don't know exactly how that works in the Avodraham. Maybe the Avodraham would say the same logic with regard to the third bracha that he applies to the first. Namely, he's mitzuva boviomet. He's already obligated in that bracha. What obligates him in the bracha over the first kos? The mitzvah of kiddush. And the night of Pesach is no different than any night of Yontif which requires kiddush. I let him make a bracha on the other three kosos. So the Avodraham claims, well, you can't make a bracha on three kosos because he's obligated in four kosos. Now, Rabosai, if we assume, like this opinion in Tosfos, and now we want to push it into the Avodraham, that the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is the bracha on the kos, then the bracha of Kiddush on this night takes on a whole new perspective, a whole new dimension. It's not just Kiddush on the Kedushas Hayom to thank God for having sanctified this day, but it's also part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's part of the Dalet Kosos. And that's what the Avodraham means when he says that the first kos, he's mitzuva boviose. So again, when he recites the Kiddush on the first kos, he fulfills two different mitzvos. Number one, he fulfills the general mitzvah of Kiddush, and at the same time, he fulfills the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a unique mitzvah on this night. As I mentioned earlier, you know, there's a Nusach of Kiddush for the night of Pesach, which is very long. If you want to find it, it's also republished in Torah Shlema, Haggadah Shlema, of Rav Menachem Kasher. And this is the Kiddush that was authored by Rav Sadia Gaon, and it's 2 pages long. It basically goes through the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Kiddush on this night is the recitation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. His Memela says the Avodraham, since he has to recite Kiddush anyway, regardless of the fact that he has a mitzvah CPC to try him, he's obligated in Kiddush because of Kiddush, and this night is no different than any night that has Kedushas Hayom, is Memeli's mitzvah boviomed, and it would be false to claim and declare that he's obligated in four kosos, because the first of the four is generated by the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's a nice pshat, but it's not right. I'll tell you why. Because you take a look at the Avodraham, and he says, v'im tomar, when he asks the question, he says, yesh shalim ipnei ma'ein mevorachim baruch ato Hashem elkeinu melech olam asher kidshonu mitzvosov etzivonu lishtos arba kosos. He writes the text here of this bracha, hypothetical bracha, which doesn't exist, and his nusach of the bracha is lishtos arba kosos. You see clearly that according to the Avodraham, the mitzvah is not just to recite the bracha over the kos, but to drink the kos. And the reason for that is simple. Because the mitzvah is derech cherus. It's to demonstrate and publicize the great miracle of cherus, of the freedom, and that requires that we drink the kos. In fact, the Gemara says that this derech cherus requires that we dilute the wine. You know, there's something called concentrated wine. And concentrated wine is very hard to drink. So they had to dilute the wine. And that's called Yayin Mazug, if you've ever heard of it. And you need Yayin Mazug for the night of Cherus, because a Ben Chorin is not going to drink concentrated wine. I don't know if you have this minug, in our family you have a minug, that we put all sorts of different kinds of wines and grape juice and so forth on the table. We go around to each person and we ask them, what is their preference? What would they enjoy the most? Because the Rambam, in his codification of the night of Pesach in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, he writes, Shtiyoso arevalo. It should be a drinking that is pleasant to him. So if I'm going to give you dry wine, and you don't like dry wine, you like sweet wine, or vice versa, then that's not going to be shtiyoso areva olav. All this is to demonstrate cherus by drinking the wine that I would prefer I become a big shot to Baal HaBos, I decide which wine is good for me. That expresses Derech Cheres. We also have a minhag, I don't know if you have this tradition in your family, that one person goes around pouring for everybody else. And then somebody pours for him. And the reason for that is, again, because we want to demonstrate Cheres. So you see that the Dalet Kosos is essentially a way of experiencing. I saw a Haggadah, a very interesting English Haggadah. It's called A Feast of History. That's the title of the Haggadah. I think it's a beautiful name, because really that's what we're doing tonight. On the night of Pesach, we're really enjoying a feast of history. We're eating history. The matzah and the maror and the Dalet Kosos and all the recitations. That is the experience of Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Keilu Hu Yotzav Mitzrayim. Everyone has to see himself as if he himself personally left Mitzrayim. And if he wants to demonstrate his freedom, he drinks four cups of wine. In fact, it's very interesting. In a koshel bracha, does anybody know how much wine do you have to drink in order to fulfill a koshel bracha? Which would mean a kos of Birkas HaMazon, or a kos of Sheva Brachas, and a Sheva Brachas, a kos of Mila, and a Bris Mila, etc., etc. How much wine do you have to drink? What's the minimum shear for a kosher brach? Anybody know?
Rav kos?
No. You see? That's Leil Pesach. For a kosher brach, you have to drink Rav Revius. So that means if I have a very large kos, and I fill it up with wine, I don't have to get drunk drinking most of the kos. All I have to drink is Rav Revius. Don't ask me how much a Revius is. Maybe it's 4.4 ounces if you go like the Chazon Ish. It's much smaller if you go like Rav Chaim Noah. 3.2 ounces, whatever it is. They say about the Chofetz Chaim, his Kiddush cup was that small. So I don't have to be firmer than the Chofetz Chaim. And that's called Rav Revius. But in the case of Dalet Kosos, the Ramban is famous for saying you have to drink Rav Kos. So if you have a large kos that has five revios in it, you're going to have to drink three out of those five revios. That's three times the amount you have to drink for a kosher bracha. And all this is called derech cheres. And as I said before, it cannot be concentrated wine, which is called chai. It's got to be mazug. It's got to be diluted. All this indicates that the shti of the yayin. What else do we require, by the way, when we drink the four kosos? Which should also indicate that it's a kiyum of shti of derech cheres. Exactly, a seba. You have to lean back on your left side when you drink the Dalet Kosos. Some poskim say if you didn't lean back, you have to drink it again. So please, you know, warn the entire group there on the night of Pesach. You know, I don't know how large your group is going to be. My group is going to have two people on it this Pesach, I'm afraid. Anyway, so you have to lean back at the time of you drinking the Dalet Kosos. That's all because the shtia has to be derech cheres. And that's why the Avodrom wants a bracha, asher kitshanu mitzosu tzvonu lishtos Dalet Kosos. But the only problem is that I'm back to square one. I don't understand the Avodrom that he says he's mitzuvah boviose because he's chayev in Kiddush anyway. B'toras yantif, even if it wouldn't be the Leil Pesach. Which is not really true, because as far as Kiddush is concerned, there's no requirement of Shtiyas Sakos. Maybe the Avodrom holds that since you're required to ima, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos says that if after Kiddush the wine spills, the cup spills, then you have to start Kiddush again. Somebody has to drink at least a minimum amount from the kos. And if nobody drank anything from the kos, then you're not yotzi the mitzvah of Kiddush. So although the chiyuv shtia of Kiddush is not identical with the chiyuv shtia of Dalet Kosos, by far not, but nevertheless there is a maisa, there's an active shtia, I have to drink from the kos, the Torah's Kiddush, and therefore the Avodrom says, I'm already considered mitzvah boviosa on the first kos. But if we assume that the Dalet Kosos is made up of two parts, each one of the four Kosos has two dimensions to it. It has the bracha, and we have four brachos that correspond to the four Kosos. Each Kos gets its own bracha. And then we have the shtia, the drinking of the Kos. So, for example, if I recited the four brachos on four cups of wine, chai means undiluted, concentrated wine, would I be yotzei a mitzvah? And again, whenever I ask you that question, you give me a complex answer. Yes and no. On the one hand, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah of derech cherus, because I have to drink four cups of wine that are diluted, that are palatable. But on the other hand, I am yotzei the mitzvah of dalet brachos. Each one of those brachos has to be recited over a kos, and even yayin chai constitutes a kos shel bracha. So I forfeit the mitzvah of dalet kosos, derech cherus, but I have the mitzvah of dalet kosos shel bracha because I recited each one of the four brachos over the four cups of wine, despite the fact that it's yayin chai, I still fulfill the mitzvah of kos shel bracha. But if each one of the four kosos has a kosher bracha, then each one of those four brachos should be integrated into the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the first bracha of the four, that's the bracha of Kiddush, what makes that integrated into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the only thing I can come up with is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, since we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in the kosher Kiddush, that itself sets up Kiddush as part and parcel of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's get back to the original question. It's 7 p.m. What time is nightfall? Nightfall is 7:01. He starts reciting Kiddush on the first of the four kosos at 7 p.m. He finishes the Kiddush at 7:01. And he drinks the kos. Was he yotzei the mitzvah or not? And I told you before, yes and no. On the one hand, he was yotzei the mitzvah of drinking the first of the four kosos, because it was Lila 7:01 by the time he got to drink it. On the other hand, he forfeits the mitzvah of kos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The recitation of the bracha is essential to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, requires Lila. And if he recited Kiddush at 7 o'clock, punkt, and he did not wait until nightfall, then as far as the recitation of the bracha of Kiddush, it was before the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore he forfeits the mitzvah of bracha al hakos, not b'toras Kiddush, that's fine, but b'toras Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now let me ask you the following question. What would you say about something called kanditon? Now, kanditon is a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and other rishonim about whether it's kosher for Kiddush. And I'm talking on every Shabbos and every Yontif. The Rambam has an interesting shita, and the Rambam holds that for a kosher Kiddush, we need yayin haroil in aseach al gabi mizbeach. You know that in the mizbeach they did nisuch hayayin, and that yayin, the Torah says, has to be without dvash. Dvash means a sweetener in this context. Kanditon is sweet wine. So if you Google kanditon, you'll find out exactly how they get this wine sweet. The Rambam holds that kanditon is possible for Kiddush. So according to the Rambam, I'm not saying we paskin like the Rambam, but according to the Shitas HaRambam, what would be on the night of the Seder? Are you going to tell me that if he recites Kiddush on the first of the four kosos of Yayin, and it's Yayin kanditon, that he forfeits the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Well, I have news for you. Dalet Kosos, there's no psul of Mizbeach. There's no requirement that it has to be royal in Aseach al Gabi Mizbeach. Kanditon is perfectly acceptable for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. In fact, it might even be preferable. So I drink dry wine. Why do I drink dry wine? That's a different discussion. You'll ask my dietitian why I drink dry wine. But do I like dry wine? I don't like dry wine. I would like to drink kanditon. Okay, by now, I would probably be sensitive because kanditon will be too sweet for me. I got used to dry wine. I don't like dry wine, but I got used to it. So I'll have to make a mixture of dry wine with kanditon. Okay, fine. But let's put, the bottom line is that we have now an interesting case. We have a case of a wine which is disqualified for the mitzvah of Kiddush, according to the Rambam, and yet it qualifies for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Which wine do I have in mind? Kanditon. Kanditon is possible l'Kiddush, according to the Rambam, but yet it's kosher l'Dalet Kosos. So what happens if I recite my Kiddush on the night of Pesach on Kanditon? The Rambam would say I forfeit the mitzvah of Kiddush, but do I have the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? So let me tell you a story. Do you like stories? Nobody seems to like stories. Okay. All right, I'm going to tell you a story whether you like it or not. This is what you call a brisker story. What happened? During the war years, back in, I'm not sure exactly what year it was, way before the Holocaust, there was a shortage of wine. And they couldn't get wine for Leil HaSeder. So somebody suggested that since there's a scarcity of wine, let's do the following. Let's try to obtain, very expensive at that time, let's try to obtain, we'll talk about Kiddush for a moment, and then we could go on and talk about the other three kosos. Let's try to obtain one kos of yayin, and for the rest of the people in the household, they're going to drink what's called ruzhinka wine, raisin wine. They made wine out of raisins. Now, what's the status in halacha of raisin wine? Raisin wine, in certain cases, has what's called the status of chamra de medina. In other words, in a particular country, let's say in Poland, back in 1930, you know, they used to drink raisin wine.
Yeah.
I never drank raisin wine, so I don't know what it tastes like. I've seen pomegranate wine. I see all sorts of different kinds of wine. They had raisin wine. So that's called Chamra de Medina. Now, Chamra de Medina, which is the local drink, like, for example, this is not relevant to Pesach, obviously, but beer is called Chamra de Medina. Some say the Coca-Cola might be Chamra de Medina. I don't know. Tea and coffee, I don't believe, could qualify as Chamra de Medina, but in the case of raisin wine has the status of Chamra de Medina at that time in 1925 or whatever the time was. So somebody suggested that let's get four cups of wine, very expensive, for the balabayas or whoever is reciting the brachos, and then we'll purchase raisin wine and have every member of the household have a cup of raisin wine in front of him or her for the four kosos. So imagine, let's take kosher kiddush. So you'll have one cup of wine for the mekadesh, and the rest of the people will have in front of them raisin wine. Let's see if I can... maybe I could find it for you and read it to you inside. I'm not sure if I'll find it so fast. Give me a minute here, just in case. I'd like to read it inside, if I could. But that means I have to find it first. Kuf Gimel. Let's see if by chance... I don't want to hold you up, but I do want to see if by chance I could find this. Hang in there for me just a minute, and we'll see if I can find it here. Okay. All right. You know, when you look for something and you're under the gun, that's when least likely that you'll find it. But maybe as I speak, you know, I'll flip pages here in this book that I haven't opened up in a long time, and maybe by chance I'll come across it. Okay. So this question came up back in the city of Chaslavich. Chaslavich was a Lubavitcher city, and the Rav of that city was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, my Rebbe's father, who was my father's Rebbe. And on that particular Pesach, they had a very special guest at the Seder, and that was Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. That was Rav Moshe's younger brother, who eventually became the Rav in the city of Brisk. And the two brothers were involved in a dialectic, you know, working out the question of whether or not they should do this thing. Ah, I found it. Okay. I'll read it to you quickly. Haisatkufa misuyemes. There was a period of time, sheba ozvu rov hayehudim esair brisk mipachet arusim. So the Russians were closing in on the city of Brisk, and the Jews ran away. Vagriz, and Rav Yitzchak Zev ran away over leir Chaslavich, lishaer etzel ochiv hagadol Rav Moshe. Vidochak gadol hoysa biosa shah. He doesn't tell you exactly what year it is. My guess is we're talking the 1920s. And there was a dochak. V'hoya min nimna, it was impossible lahasik dai yayin l'chol Yehudei ha'ir. Impossible to acquire dalit kosos for all the Jews in the city. Four cups of wine for each Jew. V'danu oz hagram v'agriz b'sugyo d'arba kosos. And the final conclusion was that they would rely on that sheet in Tosfos that I mentioned before, that the Baal Bayis is going to recite all four brachos over the kosos of Yayin. V'shar b'nei habayis yetzu b'berchoso. The rest of the household would fulfill their mitzvah by listening to his bracha. And no one else at the Seder table would have a cup of wine, just the Baal Bayis in this case. V'danu lomar al pi divrei haramol or chaim simon tov pei gimel diem ein lo yayin yochel lekachas chamar medina ledalid kosos di ulai nosaf al masher rosh hamishpacha yivarech al kol dalid kosos shel yayin yia bifnei kol echad v'echad b'nei abayis kos shel chamar medina, which as I said before was raisin wine. Hiskimu shneim lomar She'ein bazeh shum hider nosaf, that we gain absolutely nothing by giving out to each one at the Seder table a cup of raisin wine, of Chamar Medina. Why? Why doesn't it add anything? He says the following. Because Chamar Medina ain yotzim bo yidei mitzvah cherus. Right? There's a mitzvah of demonstrating freedom. We were liberated as slaves, and that could only be fulfilled through Yayin, not through Chamar Medina. So the only mitzvah that we could get by drinking the Chamar Medina is the mitzvah of Dalid Kosel Shel Bracha, meaning each bracha. But that already, that we Yotze, with the Balabayas, because he's going to make the bracha, they'll hear his bracha, and they were yotze with his bracha, as far as the bracha is concerned. Elo, what, there's another mitzvah of shtiyas hakos that requires yayin. So you gain absolutely nothing by adding raisin wine. So now let's go back to our discussion about kanditon. He recites Kiddush on Friday night over kanditon. The Rambam holds that he's not yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush on kanditon, because that is a mixture of dvash and it's possible l'mizbeach. Would he have fulfilled at least the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? So he writes, Ayin Orachayim Simen Tov Ayin Beis, May I Yerushalmi, the Yotzin Yidechoves Arba Kosos, Afilu B'Yayin Mevushal, even with wine that's cooked. Again, in Kiddush, according to the Rambam, that's a no-no. But as far as Dalet Kosos, that's fine, Ubekanditon. Hare Lehedja, the Af HaRamam Lo Hichmir Lifsol, the Mevushal of Benes Aribo Sa'ar Udvash, in the case of Kanditon, El Daful Kiddush V'lo L'Arba Kosos. So therefore, in the case of the first of the four Kosos, if he recites Kiddush over Kanditon, then at least, even though according to the Rambam, he's not yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, but let him be yotze the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Kosos. Why? Because as far as Dalet Kosos is concerned, there's no psul of kanditon. So Rav Soloveitchik had doubts about it. He doesn't think that you could be yotze the first of the four Kosos with kanditon. The Bilel Pesach, the Inon, we require Shakoso Rishon, the first of the four Kosos, Yedino Kikoshal Kiddush. The mitzvah is not just to drink a kos. I take a cup of wine and I drink it. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to drink a kos with that bracha. In this case, the bracha is Kiddush. However, this is not a Koshal Kiddush because it's kanditon. And as far as Kiddush is concerned, the Rambam Shita is that it's not a kosher Kiddush. You can't be yotze Kiddush. It's Mamele, you can't be yotze the Dalet Kosos. It's unbelievable. What we're saying here is that it's not just an overlap of two different mitzvahs on one kos. It's a kosher Kiddush and it's a kosher Dalet Kosos Derech Cheirus. But it's all one and the same. The two fulfillments have to integrate to form one entity. If this kos cannot serve, it's not a candidate for a kosher Kiddush, then Mimela, it's disqualified even as a kosher Dalet Kosos for Derech Eirus. Because the mitzvah is not to drink a kos of Derech Eirus, but to drink a kos on which you made the bracha. In this case, the first kos is the bracha of Kiddush. And all this fits very well into what we discussed about the fact that Kiddush on this night has a different status. It's an integral part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kiddush now generates a status in the kos, that now the kos is a kos of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim by virtue of the bracha, in this case Kiddush. Now the mitzvah is to drink the kos. But if this kos is made of kanditon, according to Rambam, it cannot serve as a kos shel Kiddush, therefore the Kiddush is not related to this kos, is mamela, I can't even drink it to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Which means, getting back to my discussion, at 7 p.m., he recites Kiddush after he was Mekabel Tosefes Yontif. Nightfall is only when? At 7:01. It takes him a minute to recite Kiddush. By the time he's ready to drink the kos at 7:01, it could be that he's not even yotze the mitzvah Dalet Kosos. He gets nothing. Because it's like, what shall I say, a case of someone who drinks a koshel kaditon for the first of the Dalet Kosos. And since that kos, according to Rambam Shita, could not be a koshel Kiddush, mimela, there's no mitzvah of shtia on the kos. Why? Because the kos is not a kos of Kiddush. Alright, Rabbos, so if anybody has any questions, comments, now's a good time to ask. And if not...
One question.
Yeah, please.
How does that affect the other participants in the Seder? Let's say if he's not the Yotze Kish or Dalet Kosos, what about someone sitting and drinking Dalet Kosos, drinking the first Kos at the proper time? Does he invalidate somebody else's drinking of the Dalet Kosos?
Again, you know, there's no mitzvah to drink Dalet Kosos according to this approach. The mitzvah is to drink Dalet Kosos Shel Bracha. And each one has to have its own bracha. Now the question is, did he hear the right bracha? If, for example, in our scenario, where the bracha was recited before nightfall, and that bracha is not valid as a mitzvah of Sipitis Mitzrayim, then drinking the kos would not be sufficient. Maybe we'll give him some points, you know, for drinking a kos of Cheirus, and of course he drank it at night. But on the other hand, to say that he had the full-fledged mitzvah of drinking Dalet Kosos, I would say no.
Right.
Now again, if he recited his own bracha, let's say for example, the Baal HaBayis recited his Kiddush. Our minig, by the way, I don't know if you have such a minig, is that everybody recites Kiddush simultaneously, and we synchronize that Kiddush on the night of Pesach. Why is that so? I don't know. Maybe because there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, our minhag is that each person read the Haggadah. And the Kiddush itself is part of the Haggadah now, according to everything we said tonight. And therefore, everyone should recite not only the Haggadah himself, but also the Kiddush himself. So anyway, there is such a minhag. But what would be if Lu Yitzur, the Mekadesh, the Baal HaBayis, for some reason messed up on the Kiddush? But I recited my own Kiddush, then that's fine. Because now I have my Kiddush. But if I'm Yotze with his Kiddush, I have to make sure that his Kiddush is valid so that now I can drink a kos shel Kiddush. The Kiddush itself becomes an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, my warning to you, not that I thought you would fall into it, is that wait till 7:01 to recite Kiddush. The Taz, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch says you should wait till 7:01. I don't mean 7:01 literally, I mean to say till Laila to recite Kiddush for a different reason. His reasoning is, there's a halach in Kiddush of Ein Kiddush El B'makom Su'uda. Now, B'makom Su'uda on Laila Pesach means the place where I'm going to eat the matzah. And the matzah is only going to be eaten after 7:01. Because we have a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach, and just like korban pesach requires laila, so too matzah requires laila. So if he would recite kiddush at 7 p.m., then his kiddush is not for makom suda because it's not roy to eat the matzah. Now we can't eat the matzah until laila. I find that very difficult, this taz, because I don't believe. First of all, even if I granted that makom suda means that now I can eat the matzah, I don't believe that you're not allowed to eat matzah. It could be that you ate matzah before 7:01, you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah, but I don't believe that you can't be koveh suda on matzah. You want to eat a suda? Go ahead and eat a suda. The mitzvah of matzah, he'll fulfill later. The only question would be, this would be an interesting shaila, not for us now, but let's say he ate the matzah before nightfall, what bracha would he make on the matzah? Certainly he would make a bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. But what about the bracha of Asher Kidshonu Mitzvoso Tzivonu Al Achilas Matzah? It would seem to be premature to recite that bracha. But I'm not sure. It could be, I mean, you'd have to really push this, that he would make that bracha. And the reason for that has to do with the mitzvah of Morar. The Gemara actually has a case where he has no Yerek for the beginning of the Suda, right before the Suda, which is called L'simon, L'hekera, you know, Kadesh Yishlu Atinokos. We dip a vegetable into salt water. So the Gemara has actually a weird case that the only vegetable he could come up with was marar. That's all he has in his stock. So the Gemara wants to know, what bracha should he make on that marar? The marar for the mitzvah is going to be eaten after the matzah, because the pasuk says, al matzos umarorim yochlu. So we only eat the marar after the matzah. And that's going to be the second marar. But the first marar, he ate at the beginning of the Suda. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that in such a case where he only has one marar, he makes the bracha Asher Kidshonu Mitzvoso Tzivonu Al Achilas Marar on the first marar, even though he has in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of marar with the second marar, that's after the whole Haggadah is over and after he eats the matzah. So that's a different question. So Rav Bosa, again, if you could help me with one thing, I have no clue as to what, you know, what your interest is. If you're interested in learning a little bit more together about the Haggadah, then let me know what kind of a shiur you want me to prepare. I mean, if you want me to prepare this kind of shiur, I have a lot to say about the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of maror, a lot more to say about the mitzvah of dalet kosos and the Haggadah itself. Or you want more of a commentary, sort of a running commentary of insights into the Haggadah per se. So let me know, azariaberzon@gmail.com.
How, I don't want it too personal, how did you satisfy the Yasu Areva Alav when you don't like the wine you're drinking?
I don't know. It's a battle I have within me. So what I try to do is I try to mix in some measure of sweet wine. And Nishkefeluch, you know, the Gemara says about Rava, I forget who it was, that from Pesach until Shavuos, he had a headache from all the wine he drank on Pesach. So maybe, you know, maybe it's not the healthiest thing for my body to drink sweet wine, but Nishkefeluch, I'm not going to, you know,